From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hi there, welcome back. Here's the question. How can I let people know I'm ready for management? Well, why do you want to be a manager? You know, in some organizations, it's one of the few ways you can increase your income. Now, if that's your motivation, it's understandable, but it's not on its own a good reason to aspire to management. Some people long to be managers because they think that title will give them the power to tell others what to do. You know, it's kind of an argument settler. Do it because I said so. I'm the boss. That's also not a good reason to become a manager. Do it because I said so is the first resort of bad managers and the last resort of good ones. People who manage by mandate create employees who respond with what I believe is the most dangerous and damaging response you can hear from an employee. Just tell me what you want. Yeah, just tell me what you want. Employees who say that have given up their critical thinking and independent judgment because they believe that their opinions don't count. They work in fear, not fear of letting a good boss down, but in fear of being criticized or overruled. So they do only what they've been told, never more. Just tell me what you want. So let's assume you have the best of reasons for wanting to become management. Now here are a few. You like to look at the big picture of the organization and how you might help it grow. You enjoy strategy as well as execution. You want to coach people's growth, not just fix their work. You look beyond just the product or service to the systems and workflow and how they might be improved where you work. You are a continuous learner, interested in both the news and advances in your field, but the information related to your personal development as a leader as well. You have the emotional intelligence as well as the intellectual capacity to lead. You're self-aware and you build good relationships. You have a strong track record of performance and character. And you want to help your team and your organization succeed. Now, if that sounds like you, you're probably already on your organization's radar as management material. But in some organizational cultures, there is kind of an expectation that people put their hands up if they want to become managers, not just let their work speak for itself. So you need to be prepared to have some important conversations. But they can be informal. You could talk with your immediate supervisor and ask when he or she first got interested in management. Ask about how they took their steps. Another tip, come to your bosses with information about a workplace glitch or a problem, but bring along a solution and offer to work on that solution yourself. That sets you apart from all the people in the organization who are more than willing to talk about and point out problems and then say somebody oughta when it comes to the solution. Why don't you volunteer for a stretch assignment? Stretch assignments are tasks or responsibilities that scare you, but prove that you can achieve more than you do now. You could serve on a committee or cross-functional work team to demonstrate both your ideas and your collaboration skills. You can also identify a good mentor, inside or outside your organization, but somebody who knows enough about management, leadership, and the work that you hope to do to give you really good feedback on your readiness. Now, each of these things adds to your story, to the list of experiences you can cite in an interview when you're asked, why do you think you're ready to take charge of a team, or what qualifies you to run this area of the workplace? Being a manager doesn't mean you're more special or more important than anyone else on your team. Being a manager means you've earned the right to be the steward of that team's success. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler for Loyola University Chicago.